Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. This is Therese, and I'm glad to be here tonight. It's been chilly here in South Florida, and I think my caller's in here, so there she is. Anyway, I always think it's better to be fashionably on time or fashionably late. Anyway, Katrina, I'm glad you're here. So,
hi.
Welcome. Hey, honey. Remember Latin time when you lived in Florida? I love the Latin people because they 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and now we're late is always on time. So it's all good.
Yeah, that is always on time.
Listen, before I introduce you, because you got a great story, I'm going to share how I got the idea for your story. And some of you guys have, and Katrina, you've heard me talk about my dogs. I've got two dogs. I've got a 60-pound Chesapeake Bay Retriever Boxer Mix, and I've got a 17-pound French Bulldog. And how they came to be my dogs is my French Bulldog, when I went out of town, broke out in hives. And it was so bad. The vet said, Therese, you need to get her a friend. So we went looking, and then the Chesapeake Bay Retriever needed a home, needed rescuing, Bree's needed a friend, and here they both are, meeting. You know what I mean? Kind of like a perfect match. Okay, how often do you get that? I know you have it yourself in your relationship, but my two dogs now are just wonderful. Except there's always an except. Yeah, except my puppy, she's not a year yet. She's only 11 months. She is she's hyper, and just, you know, the vet asked me the other day, what's this dog's name? I go, bad dog. And so yeah, bad dog. Anyway, so bad dog, he says, well, you need to exercise her. I go, sir, I run with her every darn day, you know, because that's what we do. You know, you and I are runners, and a few others that are starting to run too as well. And and I was like, oh man, what can I do? So I went to Whole Foods. I said, go to Whole Foods. And I went to Whole Foods, and then they told me about Rescue Remedy. It's aromatherapy of sorts, I think. And so I put it, it's for pets, and they got some for people. Don't make a mistake. Get some for your husband, calm him down, or your wife, calm her down. They'll get the pet kind of calm your dog down. So I got her some Rescue Remedy, and I was like, huh, aromatherapy. And I heard an angel say, you should do something with aromatherapy. I go, yeah, well, Katrina knows about aromatherapy. She's doing something with love and aromatherapy and marriage. And I said, huh, that works for her. And the angel says, why don't you get her to do it on the show? I was like, okay. So here, who knew? Here you are. So you're here doing a show on great love, and you make us believe we all can do it. So, Katrina, I don't know if you had a chance to see the email I sent, but let me just share it with those who are, sometimes I actually send some really cool emails out. But let me share this one with you, how I came to this email and what it said. And I was so pleased with it. But the email says, a great love story to inspire us all, and to have our own, and the techniques to get that she used or that you used. So anyway, I said that, and I said, we have a special speaker tonight to share how she met the man of her dreams. It involves losing a fitness bet, a dating website, doubts about the new guy, power of intention, aromatherapy, and some love potion number 9, LOL. So anyway, tell us how you met your guy. And this is Katrina. She's a friend of mine. We've known each other, gosh, since 2005, I believe. And she and I have been, she came in to see me, actually. And so we met, and we've come a long way since there. She's a nurse and into metaphysics, and now she's a healer and a teacher in the way that she does it. So I'm going to turn it over to her because she's got an amazing story. But I like the fitness bet, so it's all good. So share with us, how did you get the man of your dreams, and sign me up for some love potion number 9. I need a big family dose of it. So anyway, go ahead, take it away, Katrina, and share with us. And I'll interact and ask you questions too as well. So, but we want to know.
Okay, well, I guess to start would be, let's see, in 2007, I had a separation with two small children. I was 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 weeks pregnant with Isaac, my second child. And I had a 1.5-year-old at the time. And during that separation, you know, it was very difficult. However, I kept myself grounded, prayed a lot. And in 2007, the separation happened. 2008, I was divorced with two little ones. And I moved to Atlanta. And I totally was involved with taking care of my two children and myself and working. So I took no time out to do anything such as dating or going out or meeting anybody. And so within that 5-year period of just being with myself and my two children, I gave myself an opportunity to get to know who I was as a person. I learned to love myself during that time, but anyway, to make a long story short, if I can, I was at work, and I'm a nurse, and all the nurses had already tried to encourage me to get online and start dating and everything, and I always refused. Totally, I just, no way I was going to do that. So, and, you know, I didn't want to bring children in and out, you know, I mean, I didn't want to bring men in and out of my home and my children, and I just didn't want that whole thing. So I had a bet one day with a colleague, and the bet was that you had to work out 3 times a week. You had to lose so many pounds by a certain time. And if you lose the bet, you had to do something you absolutely did not want to do or something that you were afraid to do. So for me, she said, oh, Katrina, if you lose this bet, you're going to have to go out on a date.
Katrina, I want to stop you. I'm going to stop you right now, okay, because I talked to her about this yesterday. She's so funny. She said, I said, okay, no problem. That's what she tells her colleague, her friend, her fellow nurse. And she goes, I didn't think I was going to lose the bet. I said, that's the first mistake. You don't think you can lose. You're always going to lose, you know. So anyway, that's funny.
Yeah,
I paid money for that one.
It was funny because I was just for sure that I was not going to lose. I was used to working out, but I had not been on a consistent schedule with working out, with my schedule of work and taking care of my children. So, you know, I thought, no big deal. I'll get back on the horse and start working out and be consistent. Well, in the middle of all this, I was losing the bet. I was not consistent with my workouts, and I had not lost a pound. And so she said, well, you better – you lost the bet, you're going to have to go out on a date. And she had to ask if there was a physician at work that she was really attracted to, and I told her that if she lost her side of the bet, she was going to have to ask him out. So that was her part. But my part, I went to her and I said, look, you know, I want to fulfill, you know, this bet by losing, but I don't have anybody to go out with. I have no clue. You know, I don't know what to do here. She said, well, you better go online. You better go online. And I said, oh, my God. So I did go through the process. I went to eHarmony, filled out all the all the online questionnaires. And what I did after I hit submit, I got cold feet or just, I don't know what it was, but I called the company right away. I said, you know, ma'am, please. Give me my money back. I don't want to do this. I just, you know, signed up, so it should not be a problem for you to just, you know, take me out of your system. And she was like, oh, just give it a try. I said, I don't have time for this. I have two children. I'm a single mom. I work. I hate to play the single mom card, but I just really don't have time for this. Please give me my money back. And she said, ma'am, all it takes is 10 minutes a day. Look at your matches, see what you like, send an email or two, and just get off. And she said, don't worry, I'll give you 2 months free. So I said, screw it, I'll just go ahead and do it. And so, you know, you start getting these matches in your email, and I'm going through them, and I'm saying, okay, well, I sent a couple of emails, but my heart wasn't in it. And then I saw Heiko's profile, who's now my husband, and I sent him an email, but he was in Texas, so there was no way I was going to have a date with him. I just wanted to tell him that
so
I liked
funny.
His pictures. Huh? Well, I didn't think. I like your pictures and good luck in finding somebody. You know, I just wanted to find somebody to go to lunch with and then dump them right after, you know.
But
that didn't happen.
Love you. Yeah, I know. Listen, I want to interject something. Hold on 1 second, because I want you guys to know something. And this is, she's not telling you this part, but I'm going to share it with you.
Okay.
You're thinking, well, she's a nurse. She doesn't know what it's like to be financially struggling and all this. But this woman had such problems with her ex. I mean, problems where she's running from, you know, running and trying to protect her children, trying to protect herself. I'm going to leave it at that. Financial situations, financial problems, too, or challenges. Now, you know, and you know, it's hard to think about being beautiful and attracting the man of your dreams when you got all that going on, right? You're running
one weekend,
you're sitting there going, putting out financial fires. You guys know how that is. And yet, she said she lost a fitness bet. I'd say that's funny because, you know, when I met her, I was doing a reading board. She was going to go on a mountain climb, and then she found out she was pregnant. And, you know, so there's just a lot of stuff here. But neat story. Go on. So you sent him an email saying good luck to for your search, and I wish you the best. See you later. Bye-bye. That's cool. So what happened?
Well, he wrote me back, and he said, well, you know, this picture is from summoning or nearly summoning Denali in Alaska, and, you know, he just told me about some of the pictures, and then we just got into a conversation over the eHarmony website. And, you know, after a couple of weeks of us communicating by email through eHarmony, I just finally told him I just really don't like this, you know, email thing through eHarmony. You have to log in. I just don't have time for this. I said, if you want to email me directly, here's my email. If you want to call me, here's my number. So I did make up an email that was specifically for him. And we did email privately through that private email. And then I realized we can instant chat, so we were instant chatting. And that went on for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so. And then he said something in the chat that I just could not relay back to him like I wanted to. And I said, you know what, I can't explain this by typing it. I'll just call you. So I called him, and when I got on the phone, I said, are you kidding? You know, how could you think such and such, you know? And we were just talking like we had known each other forever. And we were on the phone every single day for every single evening for, I know, 1 to 2 hours. So there were a lot of late nights, you know, after I would get the boys to bed, and we would call and we would talk. And it was just nice to talk and meet. Just commune with someone. It was just really nice until I started having feelings, but I wasn't quite sure what they all meant. And then he said, you know, my grandmother lives in North Carolina. I occasionally come to see her and my granddad. I'll just stop through Atlanta and see you. And we can do this end of January. And I said, oh, well, you know, okay, but so, I don't know what happened. He said, you know, what are you doing this weekend? This was a couple of days later or so. He said, what are you doing this weekend? I said, oh, nothing, you know, I'm home. He said, I'll come see you. So I knew my children were going to be with their father at that time, and I was so nervous because I had not gone out and seen anybody in 5 years. And so on my way home back from work that night, I knew that he was coming, and that's when I really just got so nervous. And so I went home, I changed clothes, I ran to my neighbors, I told her what was going on. She said, really? And that's what you're wearing? I said, well, you know. I said, well,
that's
this
funny.
Is. She said, you don't even look like you're trying. She said, come on, you got to change clothes real quick. So she took me home. She took me back to my place. She told me what to put on. She said, you don't even have lipstick. That's ridiculous. You know, here, put this lipstick on. She poured me a glass of wine that she brought the bottle from her house and poured me a glass of wine. She said, okay, I'm going to stay with you, and when he knocks on the door, I'll walk out the back. Well, he knocked on the door. Oh, my God. And when he walked in, I opened the door. It was strange because this man has come to my house. But I don't know. I was nervous, but I felt very comfortable at the same time. It seems kind of strange to do something like that because he's a stranger. It wasn't the safest thing to do. But I felt totally comfortable, except the nervousness from having a first date. And so when I opened the door, he walked in. After the first 5 minutes went by, and the nervousness just dissipated, and it was like I was with my best friend.
Oh, and that's a beautiful story. I like that. Go ahead. Tell me more.
He felt the same way. He said that, but he didn't know how to handle it because it's never happened to him before. So we didn't know where our relationship was going to go. He would come visit every 2 to 3 weeks. He would fly to me. I was very cautious. I didn't want him to meet my children. For a while until he got snowed in and stuck at the airport. And so anyway, to make a long story short, he met my children maybe 6 weeks after, but it was a short visit. And then, let's see, he went to Everest. He summited Mount Everest. And when he was at Mount Everest, we did not know where our relationship was going to be, but I did, when I would meditate, I would imagine him on the mountain, and I would have conversations with him during meditation.
May I ask you a question? I want to ask this one question to you. When you meditated and you had conversations with him, do you feel like you were connecting on a soul level with him, talking to the higher self?
Oh, I definitely was.
I
knew the moment and the time that he summited Mount Everest. I knew
okay.
that we were having conversations. I was having a soul conversation with him. And that was my point of doing it, because I wanted to still keep contact, because we couldn't talk anymore every day like we were talking. So I still wanted to keep contact. And when I would talk to him, I would let him know how much I appreciated him and how loving and caring he was. I would just have conversations during meditation.
Wow.
2 years, like 2 years went by, a year went by or so. No, actually, in Therese, I had a session with Therese. I met him in November. I had a session with Therese in December, and I actually printed it was a yearly session, and I printed down what she sent to me in our session. I will read you the last portion. She said, Katrina, this is number 11. She said, you are engaged by Christmas. Your man is a good one. He will be your backbone and you his. The law of attraction for prosperity is your destiny this year in every aspect. Remember, this is all about free will. You have a soul agreement to teach and heal. Liz, you know, she just went ahead and went into some other things about what I was supposed to be doing with my life. You also said here that I was supposed to have a little girl. And that was also free will. But we're not going to have any children. We took care of
you
that.
You guys did. Okay, well, that's good, too. It's always choice on that one, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, anyway, I realized that I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but when I went back and looked in my journal, it was 2008, and I wrote this in my wedding vows. In 2008, I actually wrote down exactly what I wanted in a man. I wanted in a soulmate. And when I went back, I was going through and flipping through my journal, and I read it. It is exactly what I received in Heiko, my husband. It's actually more.
He's actually more, but I want to catch people up to speak, because we've got a lot of people calling in. I'm getting texts and everything. you meditated, okay, in meditation, you would connect with Heiko and talk to him on a soul level, you know, send him messages telling him what you're exactly what you're wanting or what, you know, what you bring to the table. I want you to go over that too as well a little bit, or what you said. And by the way, guys, Katrina thinks she's not consistent, but she's super consistent with this part of her life, okay? We all have stuff. Sometimes we're consistent, sometimes we're not. So she meditated, connected with her man, okay? And then she also had written it down, 2008, and what she was looking for in a mate before you met him, because you didn't meet him until 2010. I think you met him in November, and I did a session with you in December, because I remember.
Right,
I was
exactly.
And I remember
during the session, you didn't write this down in the summary, but I remember in the session you said, you're going to get married, or you're going to be engaged by Christmas, and you know who he is already. You did say that. You know who he is already. Well, I had only dated one guy since my divorce. And on a soul level, on a heart level, because I really appreciated him and I enjoyed his company, I knew that it was him. But when I heard Therese say it, he was the first one that popped in my mind.
Aww. Anyway, now I'm going to share this with you. With people that are listening in, all I was doing is reading what was going on and what the angels were giving me and the things that I was saying or hearing. Now, one of the things that happened is she got in a fight with him. We all fight with our guys. I've got in a disagreement.
Oh, my
guys,
God.
I'm sure,
yeah.
I'm, are we gonna,
you
I'm
remember
sure
that
I'm marry him. I do, because you were so funny. I go, yeah, you guys are going to get married. I was sitting there going, they ain't even talking. So,
I think it was February. It was February. That's what it was.
It was right
before we went to Everest. We got into a big fight because, anyway, to make a long story short, we got into an argument. And everything that appeared on the surface, which was, you know, we're not going to see each other anymore. You know, this is just, it was going too fast. It's just not going to work. You know, all those things that was going on in the surface, and my fear surfacing and his fear surfacing, I just was in, like, I was messed up because I didn't know what was going on. So I called Therese. I didn't know you remember that, Therese. And
yeah, I
told Therese what was going on, and she was like, look, you know, you need to get over it. Basically, that's what you were saying to me. Because I know on the surface level, it didn't seem, on the deeper level, I knew he was the one, but on the surface level, it didn't seem that way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does, because I'll never forget that, because I'm like checking. I was like, tell me, angels. Yeah, he's the one. And for her, and I was telling her that. She goes, well, you can hear Katrina sometimes, because I've known her so long. She's been a client of mine and became a friend over the process since 2005. And so she, you know, I can hear her stomping her foot saying, you know what, I just think you're crazy, Therese. I was like, okay,
oh,
that's
yeah.
okay.
That's
I mean, I've been called
true.
And, you know, so, you know, long story short, you know, she does sessions with me and, you know, and she's on the calls and the shows and she's a new angel coach. But she, you know, when she told me she was getting married, I was like, yeah, and moving to Texas. All my exes live in Texas, and Katrina says my main man lives in Texas, and I'm moving with him. It's all good, you know.
Yeah.
But she was amazing and wonderful. But, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I want her to break it down. I want you to talk about the aromatherapy. And those of you guys who are listening, I sent that email out about, she got the man of her dreams by losing a fist, but, you know, never think you're going to win a bet for sure. Slow and steady wins the race, right, Katrina? And,
right, yeah.
And he says, oh, yeah, I'll be consistent. This woman's a lot more than I am, chubbier or whatever, and I know I can kick her butt. But she lost a bet, had to get a date. Her friend said, if you lose, you got to get a date. And so she had to go on a dating website, which she'd never done, never dated anyone in 5 years, and just supported herself and her children and battled her ex in court, in and out of court. And so she met the man, And she wished him luck. They didn't meet. She sent him an email over. I say, those angels, they really know you well, because if we send her one close up, she's going to reject it. But if we put him way far away, she'll keep him. And so she kept the guy, started emailing him back and forth, and you guys talked literally for hours on the phone. That's
what we did.
And you got to know each other from the inside out, which I think is cool. And I'm assuming that, and I'm asking this because I know I just got a text. Did you guys get sexual on the phone at all? Probably not. I don't know if that's too personal, but before you met, did you become sexual on the phone, or did you keep it, you know, just strictly friendship and see what happens when you met in person? I just got a text about that, and I got somebody another text about the same thing. So what are your thoughts? Is that okay if I ask that, or would you rather me not?
You can ask that, and, you know, I wasn't sure if I could share that. I would tell you what happened to me that was totally just crazy. And I'm going to be – in order for me to answer these questions, I have to be pretty blunt.
Be as blunt as you want. You have no, you have no problem. You've heard some of our shows before. Nobody – if you guys have a problem with it, then – somebody can hang up. If not, they can just listen in because we want to know. So two people have asked me that. I was like, okay. Anyway,
okay,
so
well,
share.
What happened to me after weeks of talking over the phone, there was one particular night when I was talking to him and, you know, nothing sexual or anything, but I felt my period had come on. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to tell you, because you're asking, I'm going to tell you. I thought my cycle had come on. So after we hung up the phone, I went to the bathroom. I got a tampon or a pad or whatever, and I sat there and thought that I would be putting on a pad, but I did not see any blood. So I kept wiping and wiping, wondering where was this coming from. But I didn't know what. I just let it go until the next night. The same thing happened.
Katrina, that is precious and sweet. I got to tell you.
I know it is.
It's so sweet. So you had not been with a man or in the male company in so long that you were getting turned on the phone. That is so sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
Listen.
And so but I didn't know. You know, because I put all those things, I had to put all those things, that my feelings, I put everything away because I had to, one, fight with the crazy ex, which I still do, but I had to make a living for myself and my family and my two children and keep a roof over my head. So, you know, I just didn't know. I put everything away. So when I had those feelings come back, when I saw him, I did express what had happened to me with him, because we could talk about anything. And so that's as sexual as it got over the phone. But I was
pressure. Precious, though.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was able to talk to him about it, yeah.
Katrina, that is amazing. And thank you for answering so fresh and candid and being so open with us. And what a jewel he got. So you put everything on the back burner, put everything aside, and just focused on – and I know you did that. But, you know, part of being a woman and a true woman is sometimes being a warrior. You know, and ladies, you know what that's like, being a warrior. And so you put your warrior garb on, and then when you put your being a sweet, sexy, gentle, loving, tender, you know, bobcat maybe, I don't know, you know, all that stuff, good for you. So you get to be both. How many of us have got to experience that in a lifetime? That's a cool story. Thank you for sharing that with us. The other question I have for you is the aromatherapy. I know that, did you use aromatherapy with yourself, your intention, and I know you use meditation. Somebody said, what did she say in meditation? When you were on the mountaintop with him in meditation, first of all, what did you say in meditation to him?
I would just, when I would just, one, I was concerned because people die on Mount Everest. And so the first thing I would do when I would connect with him is encourage him. I would let him know that I was there with him, and I would let him know about how strong I see him. I would talk to him about us, and I would talk to him about how much I appreciate him being a man, because the first time that we were together in an intimate way, as wild as it was in the respect of here's this man after 5 years of not seeing anybody and I'm just totally in awe, I said to myself, if I never saw him again, I'm totally okay with what happened in an intimate way, because he was just so loving and kind and gentle and everything. So I would talk to him about how much I appreciate the man that he was. When I would talk to him through meditation.
That's amazing.
And
I really like that.
I know he spoke to me back. Because when he was coming back from Everest, he would send blogs to everybody or send, like, emails, giving updates on his Facebook blog. He would say there was a message that he sent that said that when he got back that his life was going to change in a big way. And when he wrote that, I knew exactly what he was talking about. I knew that our relationship was going to continue. And he took me to Bolivia and proposed to me at the Uyuni Salt Flats in Bolivia. It was beautiful.
He proposed to you where? Where?
In Bolivia at the Uyuni Salt Flats.
Okay.
I flew to Bolivia, but I didn't know what he was. I didn't know why I was going. I thought I was going to climb a mountain because he was climbing as well. And so he proposed to me on the salt flats out there. It was a big surprise. It was just the two of us.
Oh, how sweet is that, man? Romantic. Ay ay ay. Let me ask you this question. I get what you're saying. So what I'm getting, when you connected with him, it wasn't that you came to him like in the sense of, you know what, whatever happens, I'm okay. It wasn't one of desperation. You were in your higher self.
No, totally not. Totally not.
Okay.
Because although I wanted a long-term relationship, I made that myself clear in the very beginning that I wasn't someone to play around with. I have two children. I'm serious. If we're going to have anything, it has to be for the purpose of long-term.
Okay.
However,
so you were real clear about that.
I made that clear from the jump street. You know, I wasn't here to play around. I did not want to bring man after man into my children's lives, you know, but at the same, I made it clear what my intention was, but also I wanted him to know that if he needs time, if we need time to see where we're going, I'm okay to give it that time. But the minute that he knows that I'm not the one for him, he needs to let me know and back off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get it very clear. Because I get women, mostly women. I get some men, too, but they're not really clear about their intentions, and they get all discombobulated with it, and they're not clear. And they're hoping that the guy will choose them. And I really think it's about us choosing, setting the bar high where we really want our love to be, our lover, our mate to be, and not accepting anything less than, okay? Because we don't want him to accept anything less than, because that means that we may be, in his eyes, he may think we're less than, and we know we're not. That's cool. Now, the meditation, I've created meditations. Did you use your own meditation? Did I send you a meditation? Because Daya used my meditation and met a guy, too, after we did a reading. And, I don't remember. I just channeled the stuff, so that's all good. But did I send you a meditation, or did you recommend a meditation?
No, during that time you did not send, I didn't have not have any of your meditations, but there is a meditation that I used to use by Oren and Dabin, who are channeled through Sanaya Roman. Sanaya Roman and what's his name?
I got it because I'll put that out to people on Facebook because that way I'll send it all in a thing. I know what you're talking about.
It's about connecting with your soulmate, and they take you through the journey of connecting with your soulmate, whether you know who he is or not. You don't have to know who he is, but you can still have a conversation with him and connect with him on a soul level. And
I agree.
That's exactly what I did.
I got you.
I used that guided meditation.
Well, Diane used the one that, and I did that too as well, meeting your soulmate, twin flame, twin soul, soulmate. So, guys, if you want it, because she's done it and I have others that have met theirs, I'm going to recommend mine because I know it's good and I know it works. And then I'll put that one out as well because I've got that somewhere. Huh. Anyway, I'll put the whole link out there for you guys on Facebook. The other thing I want to ask you, too, is your aromatherapy. Did you use aromatherapy? Because I know you and I talked about that. And, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. This woman, is because of her own journey and because of who she is and what she does as a teacher and healer, she can help you guys and help me and all of us with the, attracting your twin flame, twin soul. I'm going to ask you that they go through angel coaches because you're becoming an angel coach. And if you want to do this, then you just send me an email, Tari@angelcoaches.org. Or you can call me 954-636-9401 because this woman does things with aromatherapy, your power of intention, and also meditation and oils. So talk about the aromatherapy too as well because I know that two of your friends have now got guys after they've been working with you and it's amazing what you do with that. So share with us. Did you use that with Heiko?
I at the time, I've been affiliated or very interested in aromatherapy since 1992. So I've been working with aromatherapy since that time. But it was never with the intent of finding my soulmate, or it was just for general wellness, general well-being. Right now I'm in the process of becoming aromatherapy certified, as well as getting my yoga certification. So, but since that time, aromatherapy and what it can do for you emotionally in regard to emotionally grounding you is very, very powerful. So what I have done most recently just to serve as a guide is I wrote my friends an email. And I told them to write down exactly what they want in their mate. I have constructed, Tariya, I finished my video. Not physically. I finished what I was going to write on the Love Potion number 9 video. And part of it is writing down what you want in your mate. But anyway, my friends, they wrote down what they wanted in their mate, and I had them send it to me by email. I printed it, and I put some aromatherapy on it. I pray over it. I just serve as a support
conduit
to what they want in their man. And I put some abundance oil on it. Tari, I don't know if I told you this, but I put some abundance oil on it, and I put it under a rose quartz, a lighted rose quartz, it helps with the heart chakra. So two friends so far, one of them has found a guy who she's just totally in awe with. And actually, she said, I didn't find him, he found me. And then another friend has started dating someone since November of last year. And they're dating, and she's very happy. She doesn't know exactly where it's going to go yet, but she what she wrote on her paper, I remember she said she didn't specify husband. She said boyfriend. She didn't, so I don't think she's ready to be married right now. So,
right.
But she's dating and she's happy.
I hear you. That's beautiful. So, guys, who's listening and downloading it later, if you want to, if you want to do that with her, okay, then you can reach out because she's going to be a new angel coach. So, what I make sure that everybody gets credit here. And especially with her specialty here. And she's got some other stuff that's her secret. She's like my grandmother. She has a secret stuff that she used to put in her bread. My bread's never tasted as good as hers. Well, probably because I don't cook, but your secret, you know, I'm going to call like the secret recipe that you for these love potions that I'm teasing when I say love potion number 9, but the aromatherapy that she uses, the prayers and everything like that and the prosperity. And but the most important, you guys, is your own intention. And then you have a great tool here that really does work with that. So I'm excited. If you want to know more or you want to have a session with her, then you need to email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, or give me a call at 954-636-9401. Miss Katrina, and she's put a video together of how you can use your aromatherapy and what you can do as well. So I'm excited about that because the rose quartz is amazing. I use that myself. I've got a necklace with it because it just attracts a higher vibration angel energy. But the
exactly.
most important thing.
As well as the aromatherapy oils and my love potion number 9, which is, it comes in 3 parts, and those 3 parts, I'm including the aromatherapy because the aromatherapy is just going to boost your intention. The first part is regarding yourself and loving yourself and how to love yourself, and I'm attaching to that the essential oil of lavender. If you use lavender every day, and it'll all be in the video, the second part will be writing it down, writing exactly what you want down in your mate, I mean from the color of his eyes to his shoe size, if you know what I mean by that. Write everything.
Yeah, there you go.
write everything
down. His size doesn't count. That's good.
So
I can feel you laughing, Allison. It's all good. So,
and then the third
anyway.
Part is I want to discuss gratitude and how it's important to live in gratitude every day. And then I have an accompanying oil to use with gratitude. So that's what the outline of the video will be about. And I'm very, very excited to help with anyone who want help with this. I'm very excited.
She's amazing. I am too as well. And like I said, I have a meditation that will help you love yourself. I know it's done wonders for me. And one of the things that I got was something, you know, when I was started this work a couple years ago, we're really working with people with challenges. Loving yourself kept coming up. And I was like, okay, well, how can I do it? You know, because I love myself. And you just learn to love yourself more. And I remember doing the meditation. I remember doing a meditation and creating that for people now. So I have that loving yourself meditation. Also, meeting your twin flame, twin soul. I've had a couple of people, including Di. She's going to talk about her own story on Sunday. Anyway, you are amazing. I'm so excited to have you part of this team. We've got Allison, you, and a few others, and we're just going to rock it here at Angel Coaches. So if you want, and I'll post a lot of stuff on Facebook and to the Angel Coaches Facebook page so you guys can check it out, as I said I would. We have our next show on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. East Coast time. You guys, please listen in. Di's got her own story about meeting her guy and some things that she did. And we've got our book out, You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. And it's an amazing book. We've got some real cool news about it today. Hopefully it will work out. And we love you guys. Katrina, thank you. You've been a wonderful and amazing. And you guys want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Angel Coaches or Twitter, twitter.com/angelcoaches. And, of course, Blog Talk. You get on Blog Talk and follow us here. Go to blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and they send you some really cool stuff. Blog Talk themselves do, and Angel Coaches, we do as well. We love you guys. Thank you for being a part of our show tonight, and have a great now.
Thank you.
Bye, Katrina.
Bye-bye.